I be playing.
Hello and welcome to the College Football Bowl edition of Skybox here on 90.7 The Capstone. We've got a lot of games to discuss in this next hour, including, of course, Alabama's playoff semifinal against Clemson. I'm Andrew Deere, coordinator of facility operations for University Recreation. And with me are my co-hosts, Dr. Adam Sterrett, assistant vice president of student life here at UA, and Mark Mayfield, associate director of student media. Gentlemen, just got real last Sunday when the College Football Playoff Committee chose Alabama over Ohio State. Adam, I know you got some Ohio State ties. Mark, been at Alabama for a really long time. I want you guys to just go with your initial thoughts of Alabama over Ohio State.
I was saying before we went on the air that I thought going into the week, I said there's no way they would ever choose Ohio State over Alabama, and I just didn't think they ever would. And then over the weekend, after watching the games and listening to way too much Fox coverage, in my brain, I made a compelling case for both. I was able to talk myself into looking past the Iowa loss, mostly because of Alabama having their strength of schedule looking a little worse at the end of the season by the time you say their best two wins were LSU and Mississippi State. So those are, what, 17 and 24 or something at the end of the season. The Florida State win was bad. They're a 6-6 team, and not just because of the quarterback, clearly, because the rest of the team laid eggs. And then the other piece that I thought may come into it was Alabama looked awful against Auburn, and they looked okay against Mississippi State. So while I think they're the most consistently strong team all year long, the last two times you saw them was one, a minor struggle, and the second one, really a bad game against Auburn. So I thought that could compel some people. And then when they flash that screen that says, here's what the committee looks at. Number one, conference championships. Number two, strength of schedule. Number three, common opponents. If you looked at that checklist, there is a compelling argument for Ohio State. And they went the other way. They said, we didn't even get to that checklist because we did the unequivocal, they look best. And so I can see compelling reasons for both sides. I could see it going both ways, and it clearly went Alabama's way, and they made a statement by doing that, right?
Yeah, I thought when I went to bed that night after the Ohio State-Wisconsin game, I thought then Bama had a really good chance because the game both looked bad in that game, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought Wisconsin's quarterback looked horrible. I thought JT Barrett played a horrible game. I thought it was two mediocre teams in a major conference championship title game. But then sort of reality hit the next morning, and I'm thinking, you know what, I was sort of in my mind going, it's 55-45 Ohio State.
Right.
Like it's almost 50-50, but I actually believe Ohio State's probably going to barely get it over Alabama.
It's funny, that's kind of how I woke up too.
Yeah, and I kept thinking that, you know, Ohio State's AD is on that committee, even though I knew he had to recuse himself, but he had been watching games. You know, that's the weekend
from
they
a
all
vote,
watch games
not
together.
Just conversations, right?
And they're all buddies probably by now, bonding, all that. And even though he wasn't in on the vote, or even in on the discussion, and I knew that, but I actually looked up how that works, you know. But then I thought, doesn't matter. The guy's buddies with them. You know, the only thing, like mid-morning, I read something that Chizik said, and I don't think I ever cared about what
Chizik said. The show's taking a turn bad anyway.
But I read something. He said, look, the coaches on there will choose Alabama.
Yeah.
He said they're going to choose Alabama because they study film. They're going to look at the whole
body
of work.
Yep.
They're going to see who is the best team between those two.
Yep.
I thought a little bit better, but I was still surprised.
It's funny. I thought in the first half, everybody talks about how bad that Wisconsin-Ohio State game, and it's tough for me to take out my bias because I thought it was a good game. I didn't think they looked awful. What I thought was that in the second half, Ohio State had a chance to blow out Wisconsin. And if they did that, that would have helped quite a bit. But they have been more inconsistent throughout the year. The other thing I started thinking about is the loss to Iowa was awful. But Clemson's got an awful loss to Syracuse.
They did.
Oklahoma has an awful loss to Iowa State. And so the other teams that got in had bad losses. Georgia had a bad loss to Auburn. And Auburn turned out to be a three-loss team, everybody. And so a three-loss team in the SEC West, that's a bad season. And thinking that the Big Ten was a stronger conference top to bottom this year than the SEC ended up being, and it's not normally like that. And so are they going to weigh that differently? And they didn't. They said exactly what you said and Chizik said about the coaches.
I thought it was really impressive that the committee said, you know, screw the politics of the Big Ten. We are picking the best team.
Eyeball.
Who do we want to see play Clemson? And that was Alabama. And I think you made a great point, Mark. The football guys on that committee probably eye test had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
And you know, and they threw out the Big Ten. They threw out the Columbus market, which was in the top five of most watched college football markets in America. They threw all that out, and they said Alabama is the fourth best team, judging by everything we look at, the eye test, the schedule, everything. And ultimately, it came down to the Iowa loss. 31 points to Iowa. That was it.
And I think
In November.
Right. Exactly, a late loss.
Right.
Yep.
It wasn't September.
And I think the complaint then comes, and even outside of Columbus, the complaint then comes in is, did we really design this whole new system to use the eye test? Because the eye test was the old system. And so I think that's the complaint that could remain. I don't think we should go to six teams. I don't think we should go to eight teams. We're gonna moan and complain about those anyway. But the only compelling thing I saw was you got five power conferences, and if you have six teams, then you take five power conference champions, no matter how bad they are, and then you take a sixth random, which is the next best team in the country, and then you make them play and you give them byes or something like that. But you do that now. You take the four power conferences, and then you cut out the rest. So you could do that now, and you're not. So whatever. I got past it, but.
Going back to that game, though, I thought that Barrett looked like, you know, Hurts did against Auburn.
So,
Barrett couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in the second half. And I think
he overthrew so many people.
He's a veteran quarterback. I mean, he's been playing for 30 years.
Yep. I agree.
And that is inexcusable at this stage in a big, big game with a big stage. And I think the committee looked at that and said, you know what? He's not. He'll get blown out by Clemson playing like that. Now, Hurts also had a bad game against Auburn. I get it. Ohio State could point to that in terms of Alabama. So they're
if Ohio State won by four touchdowns, then maybe it's different.
I think they would have been in if they had blown
the only piece
like
that I wish was mentioned in the talk about how bad JT was that he literally had surgery that week.
That's true. No,
and so Jalen Hurts did not have surgery.
Right.
So he literally had surgery on his knee as a running quarterback and then played that game and played pretty badly and overthrew some balls but made three or four great plays and made plays with his legs when it mattered.
But
you're right. He had a bad game.
My comeback on that, though, is Barrett's not in any talk of the Heisman.
Right.
He's not.
Yep.
By now, JT Barrett should be better than he is.
I absolutely agree with that.
And he's not that great
of
a quarterback.
I absolutely agree.
But you make a great point. The guy had just had surgery.
Right. He got his knee scoped.
So you're right. That's
he'll win
a
toughness award, but he's not.
On my part.
And it's just not. It's just something that didn't get mentioned enough.
Yeah.
And that's the Homer and the husband in me that's coming out too. And I watch every snap of Ohio State football, and I watch every snap of Alabama football. And eye test wise, I'm with you. They've had every opportunity to blow out teams. JT should have been better by now. He's got the skills, but he didn't put it together for 10 games. So, I got it.
And I wonder what the part of where they look at and say, hey, who do we want Clemson to play? I wonder how big that part plays into the playoff committee, because I don't know if that's a big part, small part, but obviously the answer would be Alabama. I think we all agree.
What I dislike is them using last season and talking about last season and saying, well, we let in Ohio State last year and they got blown out by Clemson, but it's a different team.
Right.
It's a different game.
You're right.
Both teams
point.
Are different.
You have
and
to
so
decide based on – because college teams change a
every
lot
year,
year. You're right.
And even that's the Penn State versus Ohio State decision last year was an in-conference decision with head-to-head and common opponents. The Alabama versus Ohio State, and are you taking a one-loss non-conference versus a two-loss conference championship? Well, they're not in the same conferences, and so there's more variables there to take in either. And so it's a different game each year.
And I've seen Ohio State fans argue this, but in Ohio State's favor, from last year's team did have better wins than Alabama's team has this year.
Yep.
So I get that argument. Even though they lost to Penn State a year ago, they did have some top, 10 wins.
Yeah, because they beat Oklahoma last year.
They did.
And so while we all say it came down to Iowa, it actually, to me, came down to Oklahoma. Because if you have one bad Iowa loss on your schedule and you beat Oklahoma week two, they're in over Alabama 10 out of 10 times.
No doubt.
Because everybody else in there has one stinky loss.
Right.
But Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide.
All right, fellas, that's our discussion on Alabama over Ohio State. We will be back with some fearless picks. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hey, Hey, I'm Paul Feinbaum, my favorite station in the world, 90.7, The Capstone.
Back in the skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. So, guys, things get started 1 week from today with six games, highlighted perhaps, I guess, by Boise State versus Oregon in the Las Vegas Bowl. So you want to pick some games? Let's do it.
Let's do it. We got a bunch.
Yep. Let's start off with the Boise State game. Why not? It's at 2:30. I'm going a little out of order here, but that's the biggest game of the day there. Although, I want to talk about that Celebration Bowl, too, which is really going to be great. Boise State, Oregon, though. Who you got?
I think Boise State wins easily against a coachless Oregon, right?
I agree.
Oh, wow.
I agree. 2 days ago, I would have said I disagree.
Right.
Yeah, so... right, I'm going
guys,
Boise State.
I'm going with the Ducks, even without
Ooh,
Taggart.
All right.
I'm going with the Ducks, and I think they'll –
Mario Cristobal and his bunch.
Yeah. We'll see. Okay, that's at 2:30 Las Vegas Bowl. Let's go back in order now.
Let's go back in time.
At noon next week, next Saturday, Troy versus North Texas.
I like Troy in this game. North Texas coming off that harsh loss against the Lane Train in the Conference USA Championship.
Yeah,
I'm going with the Troy Trojans.
I'd like my friends in Denton to get a win here, but I think Troy's going to win, and they're going to enjoy their time in New Orleans, and it's close to home for them, and they'll probably have a bunch of fans, and Troy's going to win
here. It'll be good for Troy.
Yep.
All right, there we go. This is a big game, the Celebration Bowl in Atlanta at noon on a week from today, December 16th. North Carolina A&T versus Grambling. Both of these teams are 11-1. Both have won 11 in a row.
Yep.
And this is and both are conference champions in their conference. And this is going to be a good game to watch. This will be really good football.
Let me say something about North Carolina A&T. I've been to some extramural tournaments, being a recreation guy. They have a great club basketball team. So I'm going to actually go with North Carolina A&T over Grambling.
So I am too. I love the history of the Grambling program, but I think NCA&T is gonna take this by maybe a touchdown or two. I think it's gonna be a blowout almost.
I'm with you guys. I think they're the stronger team, and I think they're gonna come in there and yeah, I'd say 7 or 10 points.
Absolutely.
We'll see. All right, we got moving on, Andrew.
Andrew, why don't we?
This is your team.
The Auto Nation Cure Bowl. Here we come, Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, the
be
cure.
There. I'm obviously going to pick my West Kentucky Hilltoppers. I think Mike Sanford will have that team rocking and rolling. Great opportunity for Western to recruit in Florida for a week.
Yeah.
So we're really, really excited about that against a decent Georgia State opponent. So I think the Hilltoppers are going to come away with
it. I think it's really interesting what Georgia State has done with their football program, and I was really kind of against them starting football, but they've done a great job with it. And they're taking over the old Brave Stadium there, and they've turned it into quite a place.
They've turned it into a pretty cool
stadium.
Yeah,
and my buddy Ken is a GA State alum, and he has been a huge booster for them, but I don't think it's going to be enough to beat your Hilltoppers. So I think Western Kentucky certainly goes away with this one.
Yeah, I think the Hilltoppers win this, although haven't they lost 4 out of their last 5 games, the Hilltoppers?
Yes,
something
we have.
Like that.
We've
not
really
a, not
struggled.
A great, not
really,
a great role here.
We've really struggled down the stretch. But
but I think they win this one.
Mike White, our quarterback, got invited to the Senior Bowl. He's excited. He's going to want to play well for draft status purposes. So, West Kentucky for sure.
At the New Mexico Bowl, the Gildan New Mexico Bowl, Colorado State Gildan. Sorry.
That's how Blake Shelton says it in the commercials.
Gildan. There we go. Colorado State versus Marshall, 3:30.
So I mean the Thundering Herd versus the Fighting Bobos.
Yeah.
I think the Fighting Bobos pull this off. I think Colorado State's going to win. I think it's going to be a tight one, though. A lot of green in this game.
Yeah, Bobo for sure.
Yep, I'm with Bobo. Too.
I like a Gildan T-shirt. I got to be honest.
You mentioned that on
a Gildan large fits me just perfect.
There we go.
Just perfect. And I like wearing a large.
Awesome. All right. So 7 p.m. that night, we got the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl. That's a mouthful. We got the Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders against Arkansas State Red Wolves. Mark.
Camellia, the state flower of Alabama.
It is,
my friend.
No doubt.
Fun
down
fact,
in,
I didn't know that.
Down in Mobile this game.
You learn something new every day, don't you?
You do.
Isn't this at Ladd Stadium where they play the Senior Bowl,
I believe? You're right.
I'm going with Arkansas State. I think they'll win it by at least a touchdown.
Yeah, I'd like to go with MTSU, but I think Arky State wins as well.
I'm going with the Blue Raiders.
Ooh.
I have to.
Too
many ties to the Blue Raiders. I went into overtime with them. The Hilltoppers did this year. So
This may be an empty stadium. From Murfreesboro and wherever the heck Arkansas State is, that's a tough travel to Mobile.
Jonesboro?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, maybe you're at the beach, but this is, it's going to be a tough one.
Not an easy trip.
No, Camellia Bowl.
No doubt.
So we have the Cherry Bundy Tart Boca Raton Bowl. Did I nail that?
You got it.
I'll give you credit.
The Tuesday, December 19th, 6 p.m., we have come to the FAU versus the Akron Zips. Fellas, what do you think?
This game used to be early in the afternoon, but the early specials in Boca start about 4 o'clock, and so they got to get people out of dinner from the 3 to 4 o'clock early seating and get them to the game at 6.
Boca Vista Grande?
Yep, yep. The Boca Shuffle, man.
Right.
It's tough. La Boca Vista. So I like me some Zips football. Zips football is coached essentially by the Florida State coaching staff from the early to mid-90s. You got Terry Bowden, you got Chuck the Chest Amato on there. So they're fun to watch, but the Zips are bad this year, and Lane's going to crush them. They're going to get blown out here at home in Boca.
Is anybody on planet Earth going to pick against FAU?
No, no.
I'm going FAU.
No, FAU, you're right. This is going to be a blowout from the first drive. And the best thing about this bowl is it is in Boca Raton.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
If you're FAU, how bummed out are you that you have to stay home?
You got a really good football team, yep. And you're having to play Akron.
Your fans will be there. If you're an FAU football team, you should be happy that you're a football team.
That's true, Andrew.
And I'm not trying to be rude, but let's play at home.
That's harsh, but I get it.
Also, this is the Tuesday night game, and so we'll be happy to watch it because it's on a Tuesday night.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
College football.
Don't be all judgy.
All week. You know, starting.
This is
week.
Not even Maction. This is an actual. All right. So Wednesday, December 20th, I'll take this one. The DXL Frisco Bowl. I have no idea what DXL does.
I think it's like a men's big and tall.
Oh, okay. Old. This used to be the old casual big and tall casual male.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yep, they changed their brand.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah. Nice work there, folks. 7 p.m. Louisiana Tech versus SMU.
I'm going with the Raging Cajuns.
Ooh, all right.
La Tech. Yep.
What about you,
they're not
Andrew?
The Raging Cajuns.
Oh, they're not
they're
the Raging
Cajuns.
That's La Monroe, right? Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Same school.
Or
basically.
Louisiana Lafayette. Louisiana.
Lafayette. Monroe is the Warhawks.
So we don't have a lot of rules around here, but you have to pick an actual team in the game.
Are we picking the Chad Morris-less SMU?
Well, I can never pick SMU since the death penalty. I just can't. They're a better team, obviously, than they were 10 years ago when they had no tour, 20 years ago. But La Tech's
going
to win.
So you're still going La Tech. Andrew?
Against my better judgment, I'm going with the Mustangs without their coach, Chad Morris, who took the Arkansas job. Maybe.
So I'm going Mustang Sally as well. I'm going with SMU. This is another one that will kind of separate us here.
Wow. All right.
Thursday, December 21, the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
That might be the best name of the bowl.
This is the best name. This has to be.
Is this the old St. Pete Bowl?
Don't
Probably.
Know.
I think it may be the old St. Pete Bowl. At one time was the Beef O'Brady St. Pete Bowl. Gasparilla, I love. The Gasparilla Festival in Tampa is one of the greatest things in the world.
Correct?
Pirate Festival, yep. But I don't know about the Mowers. So FIU versus Temple. I think this is kind of a tough pick, gentlemen.
You know, Butch Davis. I'm going with Butch Davis and his bunch. They walloped the Hilltoppers.
They did. They did.
So, yep.
Mark?
All right, I'm going Temple. Going Temple.
Yep. I'm going FIU.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Great pick.
Who cares?
Right, cool.
Friday, December 22nd, we'll also pick these games. So we've got UAB in their first year back in the Bahamas Bowl against the Ohio Bobcats.
Man, if anybody you ask, Bill Clark done a great job.
What a great draw for those players, too, to go to the Bahamas.
Going to the Bahamas. I don't know much about this Ohio Bobcat team, so I've got to go with the Blazers here.
Ohio's usually pretty good, and it's a good football program. But I'm going UAB because I think they're on a roll, and I do think they got something to play for. They got some serious motivation this year.
So I'm going to mix it up. I watch a little bit of Bobcat football, and I think the massive stage of the Bahamas Bowl and the 17 to 18 people in the stands will be too much for UAB to handle.
The amount of Ohio football you watch.
Listen,
is
it's a lot of my life.
Incredible.
So one of our guest pickers, Bobby Embody, was an Ohio grad, and so we watch a lot of that Maction. I'm going with the Ohio Bobcats to upstage UAB's return. It doesn't take anything away from their season, but I think Ohio's going to upset them a little bit here in the Bahamas Bowl. UAB may take too much advantage of the lovely beach and the lovely kind of accommodations
there. It is
a
great bowl game.
It's a wonderful place to be.
Absolutely.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl, Central Michigan versus Wyoming. This is another tough game.
Yep.
I don't really do carbs, so I don't think I'll be the first one to pick in this game. What do you got? Central Michigan's got a good program. Wyoming apparently also has a program.
Yep, I'm going Cowboys on this.
Yeah, you've talked about them before. You have this kind of thing for them, right?
I'm going Chippewas.
Yeah, I'm going Chippewas too. I remember
Chippewa. The legend lives on.
Yeah.
I forgot about Mark's little thing for Wyoming football.
Tell us about your Wyoming love.
You know, Wyoming's, first of all, some great coaches come out of Wyoming.
It's true.
And also, I think
everybody comes out of Wyoming because you don't stay there long.
They've had a good year. Now, they did lose a tough game to Fresno State a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
Or maybe now about 4 weeks ago, early November, I think. But
a few,
up until then,
say.
They were playing. They were playing really well. They'd won most of their games. I think they're about. I don't know what their final record is. I think they're 8-3, something like that. But it's a really good program. I'm going with
Central Michigan. Tough normally team. Ends up in that Detroit Bowl, and so this is a little bit of a travel for them.
I've been there. I've been to that Detroit
Yeah,
Bowl
exactly.
Against Central
it's,
Michigan.
It's terrible. It's there quite a bit, right? You all have been there quite a bit too.
A lot of Little Caesars pizza was eaten that
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, so we used to watch that game on the plane back from Ohio at Christmas every year. And so I'm going to take Central Michigan to beat them. I know I already said it, but I said it again. Darn it.
Okay.
Right up the road, we have the Birmingham Bowl, Saturday, December 23rd, 11 a.m. We have the Texas Tech Red Raiders versus South Florida Bulls.
So this is a good game for the Birmingham Bowl. I don't think they're going to get a lot of people there travel-wise because, you know, it's no Auburn like they had
quality
a couple
of
years
football,
ago.
Though.
But it's a good game, yeah. The Red Raiders, even though they've had a down season, they can play some football.
They can score.
They can score some points, and USF's a good program, or has turned themselves into a good program. And I'm going to take the USF Bulls, where I graduated high school across their stage. I'm going to take USF Bulls.
I'm going Chucky Muscles as well.
All right. I'm doing USF as well. It's a really good football team.
I tried to talk up Texas Tech there, and I didn't get any one of them.
They score
tried
points,
to bait you.
Right?
Yeah, but I'm trying to bait you into picking the wrong team.
No, not at all.
No, I didn't.
All
right,
I'm a professional, Adam.
I know. You're right. You're right.
We got the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd. Who you guys got?
Another
Army
good game here, but I'm going SDSU. I think they're going to run the ball all over Army. Everybody's just going to run, because there's not a lot of passers in this game. But I'm going SDSU.
Going the Aztecs as well.
So am I. I think, you know, Army's got a good team, but and a really a great rushing offense as well, I think, with Army.
Yeah.
Although Navy's got the better one. But
right.
Anyway, I think San Diego State wins this one. It's a good program.
All right. Dollar General Bowl, 6 p.m. Adam, an Adam Starrett special.
This is an Adam
Starrett
special.
Versus Toledo.
You know I'm
Toledo
going with.
Rockets, Adam.
I don't,
we know you're picking Toledo, but just talk to us about it.
You know, the Rockets, I think, are going to win this one, and I've picked the Rockets a couple times and lost this year. But, you know, coming out of the MAC, you know, they're a little better in the Glass Bowl there at home in Toledo. But App State has not been all that great this year, and I think Toledo's going to take it. I think Toledo's going to show up on the big stage of the Dollar General Bowl and get their money's worth.
I think
see what I did there, money's worth, Dollar General?
I did see that.
Let's pause for that,
Jeff. That was good.
Yeah, there
right,
we go.
Thank you.
I think Elon Musk is going to show up to coach this game. Or he should.
In a rocket ship?
In a rocket ship. And I think it should be the Elon Musk, SpaceX, Tesla.
He needs to stop
Toledo
creating
Rockets.
Robots that are going to kill us one
I know,
day.
But. I know.
So my only hesitation with this bowl is that Toledo tends to go and modernize their logo sometimes, and I'd like them to go just keep it with the old one.
You
right?
Hear that, Toledo? Adam Starrett, official request.
Well, it's just like NASA
logo.
Tried to modernize. Remember,
doesn't
but
work.
They went
yeah,
back to the old patch. You just got to go back to your space program.
Yep, I try to buy the shirts every time I'm up there, but they have too many new shirts. This game is in Mobile. Did you all know that?
I did.
Yeah,
not
Dollar
know that.
General Bowl, Adam. You didn't know that?
No, I just googled it, dude.
No, because I didn't care. But anyway.
Well, let's see. When I find
Mobile
myself in the stands, we'll care.
Yeah. Hey, I've already got Latex mascot
right,
on.
Right.
What am I doing? Okay. hey, let's try to get in. So you're Toledo also, Andrew, right?
No, yeah. I'm going to Appalachian State, actually.
All right.
I never
all
actually
right.
put him up
okay.
there.
Let's
right.
go to Christmas Eve here, folks.
Yeah.
Hawaii Bowl, Fresno State versus Houston. This is a great game.
Yep.
If Houston still had, what's his name, is the coach.
Yeah,
I'm all Fresno
Herman,
State
Tom
here.
Herman, right.
My second favorite FSU, I'm going
Herman.
With them.
I'm
yeah.
going I'm
yeah,
going
yeah.
with I'm going with Houston here.
You are, all
I like
right.
Houston over Fresno State.
I'm going
I don't know
Fresno
if that...
State. I've been with them all year. I'm sticking with them, man.
All right.
I'm going with Fresno State, and Bama doesn't need their strength of schedule helped. As we said, that had nothing to do
right.
with their selection. But because Bama did beat them, I want them to win. So
okay.
there we go.
All right.
So, Hey, look, that's let's take a short break. We've got bigger fish to fry on this show as we get deeper into the bowl season. So let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
We're the Ballad Assembly, and you're listening to 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to the bowl edition of Skybox on 9.7 The Capstone. Moving on here, we may have taken a holiday break, but we're coming back on Tuesday, December 26th, with the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl. Zaxby's, good for your heart, obviously. We've got Utah versus West Virginia. This is a pretty good game.
I think I don't think I've picked against West Virginia in all of my 2 years here in the Skybox. So
it rarely works out.
Right.
For you.
Why would I? Why would I break?
Why
that
start
now?
Now?
Why start now? I'm going with Dana Holgorsen and his bunch.
Yeah, let's go to the comb over for me too, and some deep fried chicken.
All right, I'm going against the grain here because I've also done that. I keep choosing the comb over, and the comb over gets blown away. It just blows
you
the
like the Utes a little bit too. So, you're kind of a Ute sympathizer.
I'm a Utes person, so you know I like Cousin Vinny, and I like the Utes. So
I will say I would love to be associated with this bowl because I think Zaxby's is wonderful. Getting free Zaxby's out of this would be great.
It would be nice. Yeah, no getting doubt. Anything That's out of this Quick Lane Bowl. This is our beloved Detroit game, right? And so this is the 415, formerly known as the Little Caesars Bowl, the Quick Lane. We've got it. I think this is another pretty good game. I tried to say great, and that's not true. But Duke versus Northern Illinois. I think this is a tough pick.
I think David Cutcliffe's going to have his team ready in the frigid north of Detroit.
So, yeah, you think,
bang,
huh?
Duke gang. That's what he tweets out every time.
NIU's got a great record.
They do.
Yeah.
I'm going with Duke, though. Blue Devils.
Really?
I am. I think they're going to. I think.
We get it, Adam.
Right.
You watch terrible
they're
football.
They're going to fling the ball around, and so I think they win it.
I'm going with the Huskies, darn it. I'm going with Northern Illinois.
All right. There you go.
I guess. Cactus Bowl. I like this one. This is a genuinely a very good game. This is probably the first one that I think is kind of worth watching really well. I'll watch all of them. Kansas State. The Fighting Bill Snyders versus UCLA and Chosen Rosen. I don't think they thought they'd find themselves in the Cactus Bowl at the beginning of this year. But this could be a tight game.
How many times is Chip Kelly going to get shown at the game or talked about? This is going to be the Chip Kelly Bowl,
it is.
Basically.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take Kansas State. Bill Snyder's going to have his team prepared.
I think so, too. And I think there's going to be too much talk about Chip and not enough talk about the actual people that are playing and coaching in the game. So
I agree
with you. I'm going the boys from Little Manhattan.
All right. I'm going with Chosen Rosen. Okay. I don't always go with him. But, you know, I think he's trying to get his draft he's trying to get that number one draft spot, and I think he's going to have a good day. So I'm going UCLA.
I don't always go with Chosen Rosen, but when I do, it's in the Cactus Bowl.
<That's right. laughs> Exactly.
Out of all your bad jokes,
that was pretty good.
Right.
It's a low barometer.
All right, so Wednesday, December 27th, 2 days after Christmas.
Yes.
We have the Walk-Ons Independence Bowl, 12:30 p.m.,
right,
the Southern Miss.
In lovely Shreveport.
I just want you to know, too, that this title of this bowl is much longer, too. There's something after Walk-On. It describes what it is, and I have no idea what it is.
Golden Eagles, Florida State.
We'll take it, man. 6-6, we'll take it. I loved watching Florida State win that last game with Odell Higgins as the coach, and the crowd was behind them, and I think we're going to whoop Southern Miss.
You think so?
Yeah, I think we're going to destroy them.
So the interim coach is going to have them.
Yeah, we're going to blow them out. They love that interim coach. They love Taggart. They're going to blow this team out of the water.
I totally agree with you. This is going to be 45-0.
They're going to run all over them. Blackman's going to throw three touchdowns. They're going to crush them.
Southern Miss isn't good, and I'm glad to hear you say that because I didn't really know what to pick before.
They're not good,
So, New Era Pinstripe Bowl. This was played in Yankee Stadium, correct?
Yep. This is a tough one, guys.
This is a tough one.
Iowa versus Boston College. Mark, what do you think?
I'm going BC on this. Iowa's, you know, they're 7-5. We've talked a lot about them with the Ohio State blowout. They've been very inconsistent, though, this year. And BC's, I don't know, BC's the kind of team in a bowl game that can come up and do really well. So, I'm going BC.
Me too, man. I'm going all BC. I think the Jesuits are going to crush them.
Yep.
I'm going Iowa, Kirk Ferentz and his bunch. They're tired of the disrespect for Ohio State not getting in
and
after they
killed
them.
That's nonsense. And by crushing, I mean they're going to win 16-7.
Yeah. Right.
I just want you to know that that's what I mean by
and
crushing.
And Ferentz gets another 10-year
contract. Oh, yeah,
right,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 10 yeah. and $60 million.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's called a mediocrity contract. Mm-hmm.
Here's a great one. Foster Farms Bowl, 7:30 on this 27th. Zona versus Purdue.
This is an intriguing game. Jeff Brohm.
Wait, let's pause defense. For a second. Okay, move on.
Yes, okay.
Just want to make sure somebody knows that you said that.
By the way,
that.
The most interesting thing about it is it's on Fox. Almost all these games are on ESPN or ABC.
Right.
So.
Mark, I believe your boy, Khalil Tate, you know, playing against a Purdue defense that's not great. But
yeah,
I think
Mark Mayfield calls him the best quarterback in the country.
He does.
I believe he is, and I think he's going to run all over Brown.
You think
Purdue.
So? As I much do. As I want Purdue to win, I think Arizona's going to win this
game.
Yeah,
they're going to beat
them
up.
Team.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Yep.
We tried to make something out of that one.
Yeah, we tried.
Yeah.
Academy Sports Plus Outdoors Texas Bowl.
It's and outdoors, Adam.
And outdoors. Oh, sorry. This is shorthand. I get it. So I'm not in journalism. I don't understand
outdoors.
It.
Outdoors. I hope they're doing that.
Right.
I thought it was a mathematics equation, which I was kind of into, but it's not.
Right.
I think the math on this game, though, is not going to be in favor of actually Texas. I don't know about you guys.
I
think Mizzou is going to beat Texas pretty badly.
I have no idea who to pick.
I think your arithmetic's right. And Missouri has really come on the last half of this season.
Thank you to Mark
they
Mayfield for keeping up with the theme I'm trying
go.
To go with here.
I'm not very smart, Adam. I don't know if you know.
They didn't teach math at Western Kentucky.
I
you know, they're just kind of amorphous. It's a red blob. They can't really add or subtract to the blob.
For let the record show, I passed math 116E.
That's
at
impressive.
WKU, so.
There we go.
I'm going Missouri.
All right.
Did we all three pick Missouri? I'm sorry, I talked over both of you.
We did.
I apologize, guys. That was bad radio forum on my part.
We all three picked Mizzou. All right, on Thursday, December 28th, we have the Military Bowl, and wouldn't you know it, there's military in this
wow,
bowl.
Wow, I would have never seen that coming.
Only one, although the Cavaliers, you could say, are military.
Yeah, you
the,
could
their
say
mascot,
that. Their mascot
Virginia.
Is.
So who you guys got?
They're regimented by honor instead of some kind of military code there
they
at Virginia.
Are. They are, yes.
They're not good at football, though.
No.
They're going to lose to
Navy. Don't
they
call the campus grounds? And you're not allowed to walk on the grass and all that?
Yeah,
don't
they're
they have
big
really weird
them.
Rules
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't dig that. I'm going with Navy.
Yeah, I'm going with Navy.
Navy's
going
to beat
I'm
them
all
up.
In there.
Yeah,
yeah Navy's
so. Going to
run all over
midshipmen,
them.
Let's go.
Navy's going to get 500 yards rushing in this.
Yeah, game. Absolutely.
Right. There we go. The Camping World we all want to go to. Let's go to Camping World. All the Camping World Bowl.
This is an O-Town, I think, right? This is in the old Orange – no, the old Citrus Bowl.
Which And it's a good game, Va-Tech and Oklahoma State.
It's a good game.
Yeah, I'm going with the Mullet.
Are you?
Woo. I think – so the Mullet – I think there's a theme here. The Mike Gundy coaching tree, Mike Gundy, Holgerson, I like those guys. I
you
always
like
pick
them
those
too.
Guys, man. I always pick the high-powered offense.
Well,
so I'm ultimately going to get let down, but I'm going with the Cowboys.
I didn't write down a pick for this one. I wanted to mull it over a little bit myself.
Whoa.
I stole that joke from the online.
From the Twitter.
It's good, but I used it in a new context, so I won't get sued. Fuentes versus Mullet. I think I'm going Oklahoma State. I think they're going to beat him, and I think it's going to be a great game, though.
Yeah, I'm going Oak State, too. I'm all in on the Mullet.
It'll be fun to watch, though.
Yeah. Valero Alamo Bowl, Stanford at versus TCU.
It's kind of a home game for TCU almost, right?
Yep.
It should be a really good football game.
I think Stanford wins.
Yeah.
A lot of people are picking the Horned Frogs, and I can't do that. I think Stanford wins. They played good in that loss against USC. They played great.
I agree. I love Gary Patterson, but I think Stanford's a better football
team.
I think
Stanford and Bryce Love in the group, I think they win this game.
All right, let's go to, what is this, the Pirate versus the Sparties, San Diego Credit Union Holiday Bowl.
That was a mouthful.
That is.
Yeah.
I'm going with Michigan State. I think they're the tougher team. I think they handle it.
I think so, too.
I do, too. I think they're just the defense is going to win this
And they've flown under the radar all season.
They have, yep. They had a couple bad losses early on. But
yeah.
Let's go to the 29th and get some coupons for Belk. Noon, Wake Forest versus Texas A&M. This is not a great game. I'll say Texas A&M is going to win, even though they have no more money left in their university. But Wake Forest is not great at football.
I'm also going with Texas A&M, Adam.
Yeah, A&M's going to blow them out.
We got NC State, Arizona State, and the Hyundai Sun Bowl. What do you think?
Who cares?
Sun Devils, the Herm Edwards Sun Devils? You think they got anything?
I'm going Sun Devils.
Really? I'm going all Wolfpack in this one.
Yeah, I am too.
Although, does Herm Edwards know they're the Sun Devils?
He doesn't.
Apparently not.
He doesn't.
That's a good question.
According to that news conference.
I'm going with the Pack.
All right.
Okay,
here's a decent game over here in – is this one's in Nashville, right?
Is it decent?
Kentucky versus Northwestern, my beloved Stoops. I can't go with them this time, though. I'm going Northwestern.
I've got to go with Kentucky. I've been to multiple Music City Bowls where Kentucky's played in. So
I believe it.
I don't know if I'm
going Kentucky as well.
Really? I'm the only one on the Northwestern train.
Yeah, I'm staying with Stoops.
I'm hanging out in Evanston. Nova Home Loans, Arizona Bowl, Utah State versus New Mexico State. I'm all Aggies.
Aggies.
I'm all
no
Aggies.
Doubt.
Aggies.
All Aggies. All Aggies. We had a couple more. Do we want to zip through these here? A couple more, or we want to take a break, gentlemen?
Let's break, and we'll come back, and then we'll add the...
We had a couple junky ones, and then we'll get back into the real games here. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Captain.
Hi, I'm Mayor Walt Maddox, and you're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
We are back in the Skybox with some more fearless picks. All right, fellas, we've got to pick a few more smaller bowls. We've got to clean up some things, and then we'll move into the New Year's Six, talk about the big boys. But let's finish it off. Let's talk about the Tax Slayer Bowl, Louisville versus Mississippi State. What are we thinking?
This is in Jacksonville, formerly the Gator Bowl. Louisville, who I can't believe that he got invited to the Heisman, but Mississippi State's going to win this one. I don't think Lamar Jackson's going to beat Mississippi State. I'm going Mississippi State. I think that's relatively fearless.
See, I'm picking Louisville for the first time on this show.
Really?
I just think Mississippi State has no idea how to stop Lamar Jackson, and he's going to go off.
I think
I'm with Louisville too. Yeah. I think Petrino's going to try to make a statement.
It kills me.
He's going to lose the Heisman and then get ticked off and beat him up.
He is. He is. So, you know.
Yeah, whatever. He shouldn't be invited.
Awesome. So we have the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Iowa State versus Memphis.
Memphis is a great team this year.
I'm all in on Memphis.
Me too. And Iowa State was certainly a darling about 6-7 weeks ago, and then they lost half of those games. And so, yeah, I'm going all in Memphis.
I'm taking the Tigers with Norvell and his contract extension. They're excited.
Yeah,
let's go.
Absolutely.
Outback. I feel a little bit of Outback tonight. We got Michigan versus South Carolina, who I believe have played – these two teams have played in 75% of the Outback Bowls that I remember.
Right.
And so will Harbaugh's team have enough to beat what's-his-name's bad South Carolina team?
I think
these
teams
are two angry men, right?
Underachieving. That's right. Underachieving angry coaches here.
Right.
I think
– these two teams may need a hug than this game.
I'm going with Michigan.
I'm going. I don't know why exactly, but I'm going with South Carolina.
Are you?
In this? I think they're will show up and they're gonna. I don't know. I think Muschamp.
Can't even justify.
I don't really care who wins it, but I think Harbaugh's just not on his game, and I think Muschamp will outdo him here.
Over under 7 times they're gonna show the county hit.
So I think that. Both of these teams, like I said, need a hug. They don't need to be yelled at. And I think that those cheese fries and that kind of bloomin' onion situation feels like a warm hug to me. And I think that Michigan's going to win.
Yeah,
right,
I agree.
There we go. All right. Okay.
Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
Notre Dame versus LSU.
Yeah.
People are going to watch this game. It's in the middle of these New Year's Day games. Who is the most overrated in this game, Notre Dame or LSU?
LSU's going to kill them.
They're gonna wipe the floor.
I think we all want that. To
happen,
right?
And it's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's absolutely going to happen.
Let's go LSU.
For sure,
it's LSU.
Take us into the big ones, Andrew.
All right, we have the Goodyear Cotton Bowl, 7:30 p.m. ESPN on Friday, December 29th. We have USC versus Ohio State. We didn't talk about this earlier, fellas, but USC didn't get enough credit.
That was a great game.
Yeah, and against Stanford, they didn't get enough credit really being close to the top four.
Yeah.
Their strength of schedule was up there with Ohio State's and Alabama's. The two losses weren't near as bad.
No.
So I think this is a really fun matchup.
This is a coin flip, if you ask me.
This is a tough pick.
And you did ask me.
I did ask
you. Or you're about to.
Go ahead, Adam. Take it away.
So I think you're right. I think this is a coin flip. I think that USC is coming in angry, and I think Ohio State's coming in angry, but sometimes you come in angry and kind of lay an egg. And so my brain says USC, and my heart says Ohio State. And I got to go with my heart because that's where I live. But this is going to be a great game. I think it's also a weird game for these two teams because it's not a Rose Bowl.
Right.
And if this was a Rose Bowl, this would be
– the hype around this would be –
the hype would be incredible. And so these two teams are going to say, where in the heck are we in Texas? Right.
Well, the other thing is on December 29th.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like three days before New Year's.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just –
I think both JT and the quarterback for USC are coming in with something to prove, and I think it's going to be a great game.
I'm going USC purely because of the health of JT Barrett.
Yep.
I think that was a factor in the Wisconsin, how they played against Wisconsin. So I think USC is going to be really excited to play Ohio State. They want to prove that they should have been in the conversation over Ohio State against Alabama in the top four. So I think they win it.
I think Ohio State wins it, and the reason I think Ohio State wins it is their defense. I think Barrett will play a lot better than he did against Wisconsin. And I'll give Wisconsin some credit for that too, by the way.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's got a good defense, which had a lot to do with Barrett's play. But also, USC doesn't face the kind of defenses
out
in the Pac-12 that they're going to get against Ohio State. This is a world-class defense. Ohio State always has a great defense with Bosa and those guys, and I think Ohio State shuts down Darnold.
The defense is who beat Wisconsin. JT did not beat him, and I don't think USC has seen a defense near as strong as they are playing at this end of the year, and so that's why part of my brain agrees with my heart.
All right, fellas, we got the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, Saturday, December 30th at 3 p.m., Washington Huskies versus Penn State Nittany Lions.
So I liked this game better when it was about chips and tortilla chips than I do about video games. I think Penn State's going to wax them. I think Penn State's going to blow Washington out, personally.
I agree. I think Penn State's just a lot better football team.
I do, too.
Saquon Barkley has something to prove.
Record or not, I think that Penn State's
going to be too busy playing my PlayStation.
Yeah, it's true.
To watch this
there
game.
You go. Shout outs.
You know, but I'll turn it over to the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, and I am choosing the Huskies.
They'll be ready.
Will they do that thing where they play like a pregame on PlayStation and pick the winner or something, right?
They absolutely will. Yeah.
They should have
That's
to play
a great
this.
Call, Adam.
The whole
lame.
Game should just be a video game.
It should be.
It should be. They
yeah,
should
let's
even
not even play.
Play
this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. Capital One Orange Bowl, 7 p.m. that same evening. Wisconsin versus Miami. Fellas, what do you got?
Wisconsin for me.
So I think Wisconsin's the way better team. And when I was talking about it with somebody this morning, I think Miami's going to be angry. They're playing at home, but that means about 4,000 people. And so I'm still going to go Wisconsin, but I think it's a better game than it should be because Wisconsin's way better.
I think Miami's completely falling apart. I think Wisconsin's going to crush them.
Yeah,
the only games I've watched are the Clemson game and the Pitt game. So
I also I'm one of those people that wish these games was on December 31st because everybody was outraged that it took away their New Year's Eve plans, and my favorite New Year's Eve ever was watching all these great games on the 31st. Yeah, because nobody's 22 anymore.
Right.
Good Lord, what are we going to do?
You know,
right.
My party is watching college football.
Right, and have people over and drink champagne if that's what your thing, or the bubbly apple cider
that
I like even better.
You would have some
Buckeyes
at the house, wouldn't you?
Right, exactly. So I don't know why these are on the 30th. That annoys me, and so we listen to the wrong people on this. But
and also with Dick Clark, you know, not doing it anymore. I need to, you know. And so the countdown, I got to watch football.
Right, we can watch Katy Perry on YouTube anytime.
Absolutely.
We don't need to watch that junk on this evening. Let's watch some real live football.
All right,
for heaven's sake.
All right, we got the the Peach Bowl, another January 6th bowl. January 6th bowl. It's actually on January.
Sorry, I know. I mentioned Katy Perry and it threw you off.
January 6th bowl, yes. The Peach Bowl, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, UCF versus Auburn. I'm intrigued by this game. UCF
I am
obviously
too.
Unbeaten. Good football team. Great offense. Auburn, how disappointed are they right now?
I love me some Peach Bowls, man. I've been to a bunch of them.
Have
I love them. Yeah, I love me some Peach Bowls.
Your Peach Bowl's my Music City.
It is, and that says a lot about you and I.
Yeah, yes, it does. I'm going with Auburn in this game. I think their defense, obviously, is still really, really good. UCF lost their coach. Is Scott Frost coaching this game?
He is. Okay. He is stayed on with his entire staff.
Which says a lot about him.
Which is incredible.
It does.
I'm still taking
Auburn. I know, it's not changing your pick. So I talked with Kristen Cardwell, who works with me, who's one of the great football minds of our generation. I spoke with her this morning, and I tried to talk myself into picking UCF by the coaches being there, by them saying this is what we've got to prove. And her point, which I absolutely agree with, is that Auburn's already done their main goal for the year. Their goal was to beat us, and they don't care about the rest of it.
Right.
And so they're going to come in here loose. They're going to come in here and play with a bunch of fans because their fans are going to travel to this game, and I think UCF is going to travel as well. But I think Auburn beats UCF. I think it's closer, but I don't think they're going to lay an egg like we would in this game.
Right.
Honestly, Alabama or Florida State lays an egg in this game because our expectations are higher, and their expectations are to beat us. And so they've already reached those, so they're going to play fast and loose, and they're going to beat UCF, unfortunately.
Their expectations. Yeah. You're blaming their expectations.
I am. I'm blaming their expectations of them just wanting to win one game in the Iron Bowl.
I like it.
And them having lame expectations.
Well, and UCF's secondary is horrible. It's a great offense.
Yeah.
They give
awesome
up a lot
offense.
Of points.
And Stidham has played well.
And
as hard as that to say.
Big day, and yeah. they're going to win the game. It's not going to be a huge blowout, I don't think.
I think it's
closer than
people think. Yeah, I agree.
I will say this about Scott Frost, though. I don't know if you saw the video of his news conference at Nebraska, but, man, that guy looks like a football
he
coach.
Does. He's does. Class,
he
too.
He talks like a football coach. He acts like a good football coach, and he is a good football
he
coach.
He is. When he went off the field at the game that he won, and they tried and – stupid McShay, ESPN yeah. tried to ask and say, well, you know, I have to ask this. Number one, you don't have to ask this. Number two, he answered correctly. He said, I want to go celebrate with my football team who just won yeah. this game. And then he said it again with tears in his eyes. And I said, that guy's awesome. He's a football
he's
coach.
A class, he's a class
and so he's a class act, and he was classier than anybody else.
And frankly,
so.
I feel a lot better about Nebraska than I used to. I want yeah. Nebraska to win with this guy. Really
yeah.
I will never want Nebraska to win, but yeah, that's a different story.
But good for Scott Frost. Yeah, absolutely. Well, gentlemen, that takes us, all of us, into the playoffs. And so we're going to be right back after this break. We've got a million hot takes, as you can imagine, about the college football playoff. This is Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, I'm Sarah Patterson, and you're listening to the Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. Okay, guys, we've got the CFB playoff semifinals, and it's Bama's in there, and so but so are three other really good football teams. So, you guys, what are your thoughts if you get into this?
Well, let's talk Georgia Oklahoma first.
I'm terrified of this whole thing.
You should be.
I'm terrified
Alabama,
of this whole thing.
It's really three really scary teams for Alabama to potentially have to play. But Baker Mayfield most likely won the Heisman this evening. So you're going to have a Heisman winner most likely versus Georgia.
It's a little ill there.
And the initial reaction for me was Oklahoma's going to blow this Georgia team out. But seeing Roquan Smith play and that Georgia defense against Auburn this weekend, I mean, they're legit and they're for real. And I know that's not new news to anybody that's watched them play this year, but I think they pose a real threat to the Oklahoma team.
If there's any way to beat Oklahoma, which I think Oklahoma's gotten better and better and better
they
as
have.
The year has gone on, as has their quarterback. And so if there's any way to beat them on paper, I would think that you'd have to play great defense – and that you'd have to slow them down by running the ball and keep their offense off the field.
Exactly. And if what does Georgia do
and
well?
If there's two things I saw Georgia do against Auburn, it was that. I mean, their defense, to Andrew's point, was fantastic and was very, very impressive. And Nick Chubb has been impressive from day one. But other guys got the
–
yeah, exactly, since he's a 19-year veteran, much like Lamar Jackson and J.T. Barrett. And so they have other backs that can run the ball as well when Chubb is yeah. getting a break. And if they play action pass and open up to a couple of those burners, I think they have a chance. But I am more terrified of Oklahoma in this bracket than anybody else. And I wouldn't have said that week four.
Yeah.
But certainly at this point, I don't want to play Oklahoma.
Well, that's a great point. Oklahoma, I think, is playing better than any team in the country yep. right now. And they have the best quarterback, or at least he's playing better than any quarterback in the country right now.
He is.
He is my namesake.
Are you going to the Heisman ceremony this evening?
Yeah, did he invite you?
Yeah, no, I'm staying in the
okay.
truck. I'm going.
Okay.
But,
you're going, but staying in the
staying
truck.
In the
they're
going
to be parked outside.
Gotcha.
If I were you, I'd keep it running, bud, because, you know, Baker's going to probably do something in there that's going to get him run out of there pretty
well,
quick.
He's going to cry for sure.
Baker's going to win the trophy, and he's going to go do some serious partying after.
I would imagine.
The real story may be about 2 a.m. in the morning.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. They don't close till 4 up there in the in the big city.
No, that's the lights stay on. You
they
know,
do.
The lights are bright
in
on
the big
Broadway.
City.
I agree with you, Adam. You know, Oklahoma is scary. Good.
Scary good.
But you make a great point. Their weakness is their defense, although it's gotten better. They've gotten better at defense in the last half of the season. But it's still their weakness, and I believe, can they stop Georgia's powerful running game? And also, Fromm looked really good against Auburn. The guy can throw the ball when he has time.
Right.
If their offensive line can keep Oklahoma's D off of him, he can carve up that Oklahoma defense.
And if Chubb is getting 4 and 5 yards on first down every time, then he's going to have the time to throw the ball. That's the recipe to having that line be able to protect him.
Yeah. I guess it comes down then to who are you guys picking?
Is there a Mayfield Heisman hangover? Outside of the literal hangover from his night in D.C. that may still be there, a month later. Is there a Heisman hangover, which has happened countless times, and they've laid an egg?
There could be another literal hangover out in L.A.
Right.
Before the game as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, a lot of times these Heisman winners like to watch a lot of footage of themselves and then come out here and lay an egg.
Right. I have to say, though, I want to pick Georgia
this
game.
I do so badly.
I really want Georgia to win this game. I'm going to pick Oklahoma. Because I do think they're right now playing better than anybody.
Yeah.
Clemson's playing pretty well too, by the way. But I'm gonna pick Oklahoma, and it's hard to name the score, but it's not gonna be as high scoring as an Oklahoma game would normally be. Georgia's going to keep down the scoring, but I think it's gonna be like 31-28. Something like that, maybe a field goal.
So I think exactly the same as you, Mark. I want to take Georgia. I think that there's a path to victory for them, but a lot of things have to go right, and everything has to go right, and there has to be no fumbles, no nothing, no turnovers. I agree that the score remains down, but I think Oklahoma wins like 27-17, and I think that it's a two-score game that maybe feels like a one-score game for a while, but really is a two-score game. And I know that sounds dumb. But
you almost talked me out of it, but I'm actually going to pick Georgia.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, good. I'm glad somebody.
So little William Sterrett chose Georgia.
Right.
There we go.
That makes me feel
you
really
go with
good.
Him, yeah.
There we go.
So I think Georgia, obviously, like we talked about, they're going to establish the run. They're going to play great defense. Jake Fromm's going to have to push the ball down the field, and he's going to have to make some plays, and I think he does that against this Oklahoma team. So that's why I'm going with Georgia. For me, it's probably the most fearless pick I've made all year.
Yeah.
In the highest of stakes.
Are you saying he's throwing the ball to open up the run instead?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
I think that's pretty interesting.
Well, they're going to have to make big plays.
Yeah,
and so that's part of being in the playoff. Yeah. And that's part of winning these big games,
right.
Especially when Oklahoma can score three touchdowns in the blink of an eye.
Just in the blink of an eye.
So,
yep, that's what they did against TCU.
If
TCU
I keep
was
talking,
in that
I'm
game
talk
for a
myself
while.
Out yep. of this, but
all right, he's on paper. Sugar Bowl over New Orleans, Clemson and Bama. I'm not going to this one, guys. I can't go to another Sugar Bowl. I'm terrified of this one, too. I don't like the way it lines up for us, and I don't like the fact that I saw us play against Auburn. I like the fact, I guess, that we're angry coming in at a four and coming in as a underdog in some ways. I like the fact that my last memory of Clemson is that gut-wrenching loss in Tampa and running out of that stadium as fast as I can to catch an overpriced Uber. So I will not forget that feeling in my gut for a long time. But Clemson has been playing well the last few weeks, and Bama has not been. We had a long time to prepare. This is not Deshaun Watson's Clemson team.
No, thank goodness.
And Deshaun Watson beat us last year, and I believe he was an exceptional player, a once-in-a-decade, maybe three decades kind of guy. And they don't have that, and I think Jalen could be that. I don't know.
Well, I had the last time I was at the Sugar Bowl or in a game, it wasn't the actual Sugar Bowl, it was a playoff. But,
me too.
But it was at Ohio State loss to – I mean, the Ohio State win over Alabama and New Orleans, and talk about a horrible feeling. I was driving home after that game.
Brutal.
It was terrible. But you know, my feeling of this is the same Bama team. I have to believe the same the Bama team that played against Auburn is not going to be the Bama team that shows up at this game. First of all, it's going to be a healthier defense.
Yep.
Still probably not going to have Sean Dion Hamilton back. We're still not going to have the full lineup. But Chris
we'll have enough. Miller,
some of those guys are back, and that defense is going to be better. And I have to believe Hurts is going to be better.
Yeah.
I also think, hopefully, Damian Harris will get more than six carries. The guy's averaging over 8 yards a carry. I think that is very key to Bama, and I think this is going to be another classic game.
That's
a great point, Mark. That if you're an Alabama fan, you have to really hope and pray that this is not the same Bama team that showed up against Auburn. Clemson's defensive line and really their defense in general, I think, is better this year than it was last year, but. You know, not having Deshaun Watson was really the deciding factor that you mentioned last year. I also think it's interesting. This is maybe the first game since I've been in the Skybox with you all that we have seriously talked about Alabama possibly losing. We didn't get to do a show 2 weeks ago for the Alabama Auburn game, due to some scheduling issues and Thanksgiving, but. I just find it interesting that this is really one of the more important games, or one of the games that we might not choose Alabama in. But like you said, you really, really hope that the linebacking core gets healthy. You hope that the 3 weeks that they – 3 or 4 weeks they have to prepare makes those differences. And, you know, obviously the running game gets going. So,
well, I'm going to go homer here because I actually do believe Alabama's going to win this game. I really do. I'm not just saying that, although I am a homer. Let's be serious.
Yeah, I mean, you can be both.
But I don't – had this – and I go back to Adam's point about not being – Deshaun Watson not being in this game. I don't think Kelly Bryant – I don't – I think Clemson's got a great team. They showed that. I don't think – they did blow out Miami, but I think Miami was like a paper champion. I don't think they were a great team.
Frauds.
I think they had barely beaten some weak teams.
Yeah, like Florida State.
They were unbeaten, but they were like Notre Dame from 2012. Yep. They were false. But, you know,
right.
It was
– had some fake girlfriends in there.
Yeah, they did. So I think Alabama has if the play calling is right and the defense and the linebackers are healthy – Alabama's going to win this football game.
Gosh, that's tough to say, though, isn't it?
It is tough to say.
So I agree with Mark, and not to cut you off, but I agree with everything he just said. So just listen to what Mark said. Press rewind because you're probably recording us. And listen to what Mark said. And I think it's really close, and I think it's the non-Deshaun Watson. And I think this is the time that Jalen Hurts steps up and says, I've been in a game this big before. I also, in that game, drove my team down and scored a touchdown that could have been a winning.
Should have won the game.
And I know that's a year ago, but I think Jalen remembers that. I think the coaches spend the next month, and I think it's close. But I think Alabama scrapes it out.
I don't buy the fact, and maybe this is me being a homer too, Mark. I don't buy the fact that Clemson saw Alabama in that fourth spot and wasn't really bothered or nervous at all. They have to be. Alabama's
First of all, Dabo right. Sweeney, if you saw the coaches poll, did you see who he voted for? He put Ohio State number
right.
four.
And so it just
– He didn't want Alabama.
You think that's not posted?
Yeah. And plus he put who he wanted to win because I think he thought they were easier himself. Now, that may not be true. I don't know.
There's a bunch of pizza grease on the
there's
ballot,
something psychological or mental going on with that.
Right. Yeah. You know. And the bottom line is Alabama has a month to prepare for this game.
Yep.
And I think when they have that and when they do that, they're going to win. And so it's really tough to pick Alabama, but I'm picking Alabama.
So you've got Bama, Georgia, and the two of us have Bama versus Oklahoma.
Yeah. So who you got in the we only got like a minute and a half left in the show, guys. Who you got in the national title game?
I think Alabama beats Georgia because of the mental aspect. They've been there before.
I think Oklahoma wins the national championship.
So I think Oklahoma beats Alabama.
I hope I'm wrong.
I hope I'm wrong too. But
if I'm right.
if it's Georgia Alabama, I think we beat Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah, I do. If it's Georgia Alabama, I think we win that.
But I do think sadly Oklahoma is going to beat Alabama.
Yeah, I know.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want you all to know that is the first time that any of us in this room on this show have chosen against Alabama.
That's true. That's true.
So. It had to happen at some point.
Next season, tune in at 10 a.m. for the smooth jazz sounds as we've been canceled.
Because
we're not on this for expertise, folks. We're on this show
for our
homerism. It was a great year. I really appreciate this.
Fun.
And thanks to both of the listeners. Thanks to my dad. Thanks to Alicia Brown. And I think that's it.
The
Do you guys know anybody who listens?
Yeah,
no.
Thanks. I don't.
George Brown. Thanks to our spirit animal, George Brown.
Thanks to Jim Rainey, who's one of our
Jim Rainey, Tuscaloosa News, listens a lot. Thanks to Paul Wright, Director of Student Media.
Absolutely.
Terry Siggers, who produces the show and runs the radio station.
Right.
Thanks to Mark for all the prep that he does to help us out,
Mark,
since our
really
interns have left.
Oh, no. You guys, hey, this is fun.
Thanks to everybody who was a guest host this year. We had some great guest pickers. Bobby Embody was great. The great Andy Billings was on.
Yep.
And most importantly to all, everybody have a safe and happy holiday season, and roll tide, roll.
Roll tide.
Roll tide.